I just picture Coach Barron walking down the street, a couple of cans of paint in his hand, walking in rhythm. Richard Barron joins us. Hello, Coach.
I love that. Wait, now, tell me, remind me, is it Tavares? Who was the group that covered a lot, or maybe the Bee Gees covered
a lot? Yeah, I think it was. I want to say they were from Massachusetts, or maybe Philadelphia.
They were in the Northeast, I'm pretty sure. But great stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, you were too young. You were just a child when that came out.
I was, but actually, I had the stuff on KTEL. I remember Saturday Night Fever very well. I had the flip out album, so it had all the cool pictures inside, if I remember right, that might have been a two disc, or well, we called them two record.
I think it was,
album. Yeah.
Did you have bell bottoms back in the day?
I did. I had the big, bowl haircut, the kind of long, hair. And I mean, I was often confused for Dorothy Hamill, I think, at that time, back in the day.
Wow. I like that. That's A+ for that reference. That's awesome.
I will confess, one of the things I absolutely love to do, I was really into music as a kid. And so, we had speakers in our living room, and one of the speakers was under the piano, and we had shag carpeting, and I loved to lay on the shag carpeting with my head up against the speaker and listen to music. So, I got into it at a pretty early age.
Now, you had the separate speakers. I'm so old that we still had that big one-piece entertainment system that was supposed to look like quality furniture, and then you would slide the top drawer, and it would open up, and inside would be the turntable, and I even think there was an 8-track machine in there as well.
Yeah, no, I 8-track, maybe a reel-to-reel. My neighbors had reel-to-reel.
Oh, nice.
That was considered, high fidelity, hi-fi.
the good old days. Well, we're not here to just talk music with you, although that's
always.
Yeah, we
lost your audience in that last
thing. Oh, no, I thought they're hanging on every word here. But very excited about your new recruiting class announced late last week, and a very talented group, it looks like. Let's talk about some of the five that you rolled out last week, and let's start here in the state of Maine with a talented product of Mike Adams' very good Edward Little program.
Yeah, so Will Maven is joining us, and Will is really bright future. I mean, gosh, he's a super athlete, and anybody who's kind of watched his highlights can see that pretty quickly. Will is gone from playing an interior position in high school to kind of evolving into what'll be a perimeter guard sort of position at the college level, and the year of prep school certainly helped with that. Will's a really nice kid, good family, and I think really excited about playing for his home university. I definitely think that there's a lot of things to look forward to with Wall. I do think that cautiously, I don't want people to get too excited about someone who's going to need to work on certain skill sets and development into making that transition to the college game and putting too much pressure on him up front. I think we need to give him a little bit of time to adjust, but I think his future is super bright.
Another player with Maine roots and certainly a family tradition. His brother Andrew, such a huge part of the program for the last several years, and now Matty Fleming is coming back home.
Yeah, so Matt's actually the bigger of the two brothers now, at least in terms of height. He's surpassed Andrew and gotten taller. Seems to continue to be getting bigger. Has that ability to play the forward spot and shoot the ball, has some perimeter skill sets. But the real asset for him is he's just a really good shooter and, great kid. I think he'll be another person who really helps us in the locker room, just good chemistry. I think he's a team first guy, and we're really excited about his future as well.
We're talking with Coach Richard Barron about some of his new Black Bear recruits. Tell us a little bit about the young man from Saskatchewan. I'm going to give it a try, Fofo Adetogun.
Yeah, you did it.
Right.
You knocked it off. But yeah, Fofo's a great kid. So we recruited Fofo last year, and around this time, a year ago, right before the signing date, we had him in on an official visit, and his father was with him. We really expected to get a yes. I mean, we kind of left everything feeling pretty good, and he decided to go to UMKC instead of us, which really just broke our hearts and kind of left us a little bit in a lurch trying to, you know, find a replacement. So it turned out that it worked out well. He wanted to come back to Maine, and he spent last year rehabbing surgery they'd had in October, is fully healthy now. So we actually get the full four-year version of him that we wanted a year ago. And I think we both feel, you know, pretty good about the fact that we've, you know, this is the way it worked out. You know, there's a sense of purpose, you know, as a Presbyterian, we call that providence. You know, other people might call it destiny or karma or whatever, but we felt like it was meant to be for him to be here.
That's fantastic. Young man who played junior college ball out of Western Wyoming, fill us in on LaShawn DuHart.
LaShawn, yeah. LaShawn is kind of a, he was a little bit of a, a road warrior there for his first few years. He made it through a year with Billy Gillespie out at Ranger College, transferred to UC San Bernardino, and then was coming back to play for a coach who knew him and closer to home at Western Wyoming. And Western Wyoming had a, you know, somewhat established team for the junior college level, had a lot of guys coming back, and he kind of had to feel his way into that team, and they ended up having this sort of meteoric rise to the top of their region, won the region, were headed to nationals. And he was arguably the MVP out of that group. They had several other D1 commitments come out of that team. But just really impressed with his leadership. And, you know, he put the team first. He's athletic and quick. Not super big, probably 5'11", but great foot speed. And one of the best jump shots I've seen in a long time. And one of the things that, you know, we've talked about that we struggled with was not – our execution was just simply our shooting, you know, that guy who actually, you know, was able to knock down the shot. Well, he's got a really quick release and great range to his shot. So he's somebody we can play on the ball or off the ball, definitely a team first guy. And one of the things I like most about him is he loves defending. You know, the first thing he's going to say is, you know, he's a defender. So anybody who kind of fits that mold is somebody I'm going to look forward to coaching.
And then finally, a young man, a 6'2 guard from Virginia who spent last year down at Fork Union Military Academy, Matthias Prock.
Yep. So Matthias is a big guard, more in the vein of, you know, Sergio, what we had with Sergio, big physical guard. Not the fastest in terms of foot speed, but really super high basketball IQ. And you know, at Fork Union, played against some elite teams. So we saw some games that started with you know, Kevin and Igor watching him, and they were always really impressed with him. I went down and watched him play in person as well. Saw games against teams like Brewster Academy that had several D1 signees, high level D1 signees, and they won the prep national championship. And he had 10 assists and no turnovers in that game. It's also a team that ran Princeton offense, so I felt pretty good about his basketball, you know, IQ and preparation there. And then also coming from a military academy where everything is yes, sir. You know, I love that sort of discipline, and I think he'll be a great addition. And, of course, you know, we had two other commitments that we announced earlier, Leighton and Randall, that we're still very excited about their future with us. So, you know, we're getting younger. I think we're getting a little more athletic. I think the key for us, Rich, is just going to be keeping everybody together in a world where, you know, it's kind of, what have you done for me lately?
Right.
You know, we're going to have to create a culture where we win with, you know, veteran leadership. So we've got to get these guys through the next couple years. You know, I look at someone like Steph Smith, who was a Steph Ingo. I was watching a video of Steph Smith from Vermont, who just cleared for the draft. But right. Steph Ingo for us, who redshirted this year, and last year, and was a freshman. So Steph, you know, when he is a junior and senior, I think the talent on our roster is going to be terrific if we can keep everybody together and keep everybody motivated and happy. You know, playing time is going to be hard to come by because there's a lot of talent, there's a lot of people. But I also think we've got high character kids on this team, so I'm really excited about our potential now.
Well, it's exciting news. We're looking forward to seeing it all come to fruition once we get back to a more normal situation. But in the meantime, congratulations on what sounds like a terrific class with lots of talent, and it bodes well for the future of Maine basketball.
Thank you. Yeah, I really am excited. I hope people are as well. You know, something to look forward to. Maybe we get through this this COVID-19 period and get back to some normalcy soon.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you, Richard, for joining us. We appreciate it.
Always. Thank you.
You betcha. It's Richard Barron, head coach of Maine men's basketball on Downtown.